U.S. soldiers are finding their current role as peacekeepers particularly difficult. Bill Nash is director of the Center for Preventive Action at the Council on Foreign Relations. As a major general in the U.S. Army, he commanded an armored brigade in Operation Desert Storm and led U.S. peacekeeping troops into Bosnia. Nash says the problems U.S. soldiers are facing in Iraq can be traced back to the chaos that followed the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime.
Military forces have to be able to transition to a situation that establishes initially stability in the area of operations. What has been difficult in Iraq has been the inability to establish public security in the aftermath of war.
So it starts with stability, and you don't have that if you're still being shot at.
Well, that's exactly right. And there is a window of opportunity that if you're ready to take advantage of it, you can quickly establish the conditions that will bring about stability and good order. One of the basic misjudgments, in my view, is the failure to realize it does take more forces to stabilize a country than it does to defeat the regime.
The British are reputed to be better at this than the United States is. Perhaps turning it over to the British would have been a good idea.
Well, the British certainly have a much greater colonial experience than the Americans do. But I don't think Great Britain has the capacity any longer to control or run Iraq. But I would also discount the American ability to do it. The fact is we know how to do it. But I think we also underestimated the challenge.
What about the UN or some other international force?
Well, there's a number of reasons for a larger international involvement. The larger the international participation with a UN Security Council resolution would then give a greater legitimacy to the whole effort. Obviously, that means that then as you lessen the sole influence of the United States, obviously there are people in the administration that question turning over the destiny of Iraq to a different authority like the United Nations.
It would be an attractive option if you were looking for an exit strategy.
Well, I think it's an attractive option for a variety of reasons. And I would argue on behalf of other countries joining us, not replacing us. In the longer term, it would serve us well to be seen as a participant in the international community for the betterment of not only Iraq, but the region as a whole.
It's a difficult task to outsource.
Well, it's one where I think some of the things that were said during the campaign in the early days of the administration, we do the dinner, others will do the dishes, or that superpowers don't do windows, is coming back to haunt the administration a little bit with respect to the attitude folks have now about paying money for this reconstruction and providing their sons and daughters to solidify an American military action.
Is this the dilemma? If you stay there, you risk more American deaths. If you pull out, you risk something arising from the ashes that might be as bad as Saddam Hussein.
I think that's true, and I think that's why we need to make sure we understand the enormity of the task and commit the requisite resources to accomplish that.
Bill Nash, a retired Army general, serves as director of the Center for Preventive Action at the Council on Foreign Relations.